Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Give Me 5 Minutes. This is your host, C.M. Atkinson. I'm so happy that you have tuned in today. You can log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org. You'll find these lessons right on the website. These lessons are designed to help you find your place in God and to give you the biblical information you need to live a full life in Jesus Christ. This is lesson number 3 on the subject of the latter day. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. I find this word, latter, in the book of Job. Job 19 and 25 puts it in these words, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Some will say that this verse of Scripture has already been fulfilled, because Jesus stood upon the earth almost 2,000 years ago, and we know that Jesus is the Redeemer. But listen to what it really says. Read it one more time. He says, I know my Redeemer liveth and shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Job here uses the word day in the singular form, which refers to a specific day. The word days could mean a period of time or dispensation of time. At the latter day, the last day. You recall reading in Revelation, when he shall stand with one foot on the land and one foot in the sea and declare that time shall be no more. That's the last day. That is the last day where eternity will be measured in time, in days, in weeks, in years, in hours, and minutes. Time shall be no more. That, my friend, is the last day. So we know that we are still living in the latter days, because he has not stood and said, time shall be no more. We read in Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, the anger of the Lord shall not return until he has executed, till he has performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, you shall understand it perfectly. We may not understand it perfectly now, but in the latter days, we will. When it takes place, we'll understand. You know, there's a lot of scripture that we'll never be able to understand until they are fulfilled. Jesus quoted a lot of scripture to his disciples. He told them about his death, his burial, and his resurrection, but they didn't understand it until after it took place. Most of the time, our hindsight is 20/20. It's easy to understand something once it takes place. And then I read about the latter days in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38. The Bible says, after many days you shall be visited. In the latter years you shall come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, shall dwell safely. We know that this is talking about after the days in which we're living now. It's a future date, because we know that Israel has not dwelt safely in its nation up until this day. The predators surround Israel. Israel is surrounded on all sides by those who wish their demise. But one day it will not be so. One day they will be dwelling safely in that land. But not this day. It will happen in the last days. In which said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons, your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. What a day to be alive. Well, I'm not going to be able to finish this lesson today, but I want you to join me again tomorrow, and we'll speak more on the last days and the latter times. Until then, may the good Lord's blessings and grace be upon you. May His favor shine in your path. We love you.
Listen each weekday at this time with host C.M. Atkinson. Visit BibleStrong316.org.